Gary Lewis walks down Market Street, Harrisburg on his way to work on another 90-degree afternoon in August to the beat of synth bass and car brakes. He ducks under the branches of the few old 40-foot elm trees and passes younger 5-foot trees growing along the sidewalk. It's his daily routine.
Depending on how much sun is out in the morning, when I'm coming down Market, I look on which side of the street has the most shade. So that way I can get more shade coming down rather than a lot more sun.
The city recently planted 86 trees next to houses and storefronts downtown to beautify the neighborhood, but also to help counter the heat island effect of city streets. And Gary noticed.
Honestly, I think it looks better because I think there used to be houses here or something. They knocked them down recently, but I'm glad to see that they're doing something with it, you know, and now instead of just letting it sit like open.
The Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources says community trees reduce air pollution, filter stormwater, cool down hot days with shade, and prevent flooding. And one large tree can provide a day's supply of oxygen for up to 4 people. The U.S. Forest Service has even found as tree cover increases, crime can decrease. A couple blocks down, Sonia and Isidra Castro pause from their workout.
So it's really great. It's good for the, for the community and, to keep it clean. I think it's a great job.
And just then, Tisha Barber and her students with the Environmental Teen Corporation walk by. They're cleaning up sidewalks and pulling overgrown weeds from around the city.
Can't go wrong with planting trees.
That's true. Do you remember what it was like before these trees were planted?
Just bare.
Other cities in central PA are working to plant more street trees too. Lancaster City arborists usually plant 150 to 200 trees every year, and York Parks and Recreation has 25 tree-lined parks in the city. But there are barriers to developing projects like these. Trees planted along streets can lift up concrete, tangle into sewage lines, and violate city regulations, racking up thousands of dollars in damages that homeowners would have to pay. City officials in Harrisburg and Lancaster say that potential expense can make people hesitant to plant trees. About a mile away, a city project added about 10 new trees along Primrose Street. But just this past year, Kathy Ford had to take up her trees after they ruined her sidewalk.
You had to have a serviceman come in and do it. It cost like $3,000. Then I had to have my concrete done from that all the way over because it lifted up, cracked it. You see the lady's right there.
Yeah.
She can't afford to get it fixed. If somebody trip on your sidewalk, who's insurance?
You're liable.
Now, she and her husband don't even want to consider planting new trees. Cody Kiefer understands where Kathy Ford is coming from. Kiefer works in Lancaster as the city's urban forester, a position created to help address the city's tree canopy. Kiefer says planting trees as far away from the sidewalk as possible is a homeowner's best bet.
If we're really wanting to put in street trees, we need to stop planting them in a 2-foot or 3-foot wide strip like this. We need to push the sidewalks to the furthest extent in the right of way as we can to provide maximum room here.
He says homeowners on lower budgets or who don't have the space for street trees can get smaller planter boxes with flowers and ferns to refresh the city's urban forest. Part of the reason that actual forests reduce heat island effects, Kiefer says, is the combination of large trees and small plants and brush. And there's more, he says.
I do know what's best for a community based on things like reduced hospitalization rates, increased recovery times, reduced instances of childhood asthma, equity and academic performance. Urban forests have been connected to all these things and more.
Back on Market Street in Harrisburg, Drea Mitchell can see what Kiefer is talking about from her front porch. For one thing, she has a hardwood in front of her home that's so large it shades her neighbor's house, too.
Oh, yeah, my shade is. I love it.
It's definitely mosquitoes.
Yeah. You get a plus one and a minus also. So you get the shade, but you get the little creatures that come with it.
True.
But can't complain. I'll take the creatures.
For another, across the road, there's a plot of land converted into a prayer garden with grass, flowers, and bushes a couple of feet behind the new street trees.
Yeah, when it was a building, actually, dear, or when it was just, rubbish, and then they clean it up, and then, it starts to even look more and more decent and everything else. And I see people go down there, they sit, and then, it's like a garden of paradise.
So the midday sun beat down, except on that strip of Market Street, not on cement, but on plants and soil. Adriana De La Garza, State Impact, Pennsylvania.